This is a reflection based on the Gospel reading from September 18th, from Luke chapter 7, verses 1 through 10. It is titled Faith versus Works. Theologians have been delving into this question for centuries. It has been argued over between Protestants and Catholics since the Reformation. Are we saved by faith alone or by works? I have a wonderful neighbor who is a steadfast Methodist. Some of the conversations we've had led to her witness to me that we are saved by faith alone, which is all we need to reach heaven. I must confess that I didn't know how to answer her. And I have had many questions on this belief for quite a while. Now, my friend is very active in her church and in charitable organizations. She hasn't sat back in her rocker and done nothing, waiting to be saved. So my question to her now would be, why do you do so many charitable things? If you are already saved by your faith in Jesus, you don't have to do anything, right? Why does Scripture say that we will be judged on the last day according to our works? I looked it up. There are 69 Bible verses about the last judgment. Bishop Robert Barron gave a great homily on this. He made the argument for faith being just the beginning. From there springs the desire to do works of mercy, to help our neighbors, to love our families, and so on. St. Paul wrote a lot about this in his letters to different communities. He said that love is the fulfillment of the Jewish law, not the dry, ancient law, which included so many dietary and household rules, but the moral law, which contains the greatest commandment, to love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus said, that is the only commandment we need because it folds all the others into this one. Faith is a gift freely given, but it must be accepted. When we say yes to this gift, we are given the grace of God. It has not been earned by us, but given to us. Is this gift of faith something to be held tightly and not shared? Or is faith a living, breathing force that pushes us out into the world to spread the gospel in word and deed? When the apostles received the Holy Spirit on Pentecost, it did propel them out into the world to share what they had received. In today's Gospel from Luke, chapter 7, verse 1 through 10, is a story you may remember. Jesus returns to Capernaum, a city in Galilee, which he considered his home during his ministry. There lived a centurion, an important man, probably a Gentile. When he heard Jesus was there, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the slave, who was very ill. The elders tell Jesus about the centurion being a good and charitable man, that he thought Jesus was capable of healing his servant speaks to his faith. Building the Jews a synagogue speaks to his good works. Jesus goes with the elders, but when they get close, Friends of the centurion meet them and tell Jesus that the centurion says, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter under my roof, but say the word and let my servant be healed." Jesus is amazed by the faith of the centurion and says to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." Jesus goes on his way, and when the friends return to the centurion's house, they found the servant in good health. I find it remarkable that this profession of faith by a Gentile found its way into the gospel and then into such an important moment of the Mass, right before we receive the Eucharist. It is always a humbling moment for me to recite this phrase, "Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed." Thank you, Lord, for my gift of faith. Your sister in Christ, Kate Sanderson.